Russia says it will be forced to take retaliatory steps over its neighbour Finland's move to join NATO. That's according to their foreign ministry in a statement. Finland's president and prime minister have called for their country to apply to join the military alliance without delay after a surge in public support for membership following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares a 1,300-kilometre border with Russia but has until now been non-aligned to avoid annoying its neighbour. Finland and Sweden are expected to formally announce their plans this weekend. Elina Valtonen is an MP and vice president of the opposition National Coalition Party in Finland. She's with us now. Elina Valtonen, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning and thank you so much.
I know you and your party have long favoured NATO membership, but why does Finland want to join now?
I guess the war in Ukraine that Russia started just simply showed that our eastern neighbour is even more unpredictable and even more aggressive than we had thought and hoped. So indeed, now in the most recent opinion polls, there's a very large majority for Finnish full NATO membership. And obviously, we have been partnering very closely with NATO even before, so it's a very natural step to take.
How will Finland be safer by joining NATO?
Together with the protection of Article 5, obviously the effect or the deterrence effect is the most crucial one, but Finland also looks forward to contributing to the overall security architecture around the Baltic Sea area and all of Europe together with NATO.
Why didn't Finland join before now?
I guess Finland has always thought, because of all our history as well, where we have fought wars against the Soviet Union, that at the end of the day we have to take care of ourselves by ourselves. But since the collapse of the Soviet Union and since 1995, when Finland and Sweden together were able to join the European Union, of course we haven't really been on our own anymore. And well, we are a Western country, we have been a stable democracy for over 100 years. The population has thought that if we take care of our security by ourselves and increase cooperation with our Western friends and partners, then that's enough. But probably this spring has shown that it might not be enough.
When you say taking care of security by yourselves, you already have a very large army and spend a lot of money on military already. Isn't that right?
That's right. We spend more than 2%, which is the NATO threshold on defense spending. And we have indeed one of the largest armies in Europe, both in relative and absolute terms, even though we are a small nation of 5.5 million. But it just shows that we take these things very seriously, and we are also happy to contribute to NATO as a member in the future.
Russia says it will be forced to take retaliatory steps. What do you think that will mean?
Well, of course, a lot of the rhetoric that Russia uses is, first of all, nothing new, and second, it's probably directed at their domestic audience. Whatever it will be, we are definitely not afraid. We are prepared. And I would say that Russia, at the end of the day, should not be hugely surprised by Finland and Sweden taking this step, because we have been in close cooperation with NATO over the years. And Finland, obviously, as an EU member, has protected the EU border with Russia, so our eastern border, over 30 years now. So it's just a natural step to take, which Russia also understands.
There's been a big change of mind in the public. That's according to opinion polls. But will you look for the support of people specifically before joining a referendum or another election, perhaps?
There won't be a referendum. We rely on the opinion polls, and of course we have a democratically elected parliament, and well, we will have a vote next week probably if there's going to be a formal proposal by the government over the weekend to actually send the NATO application. So we will have a vote probably by Tuesday, and then we will see after. But in a democratic country, it should be enough that the parliament is in favor of taking such a step. And clearly, the application will be ratified by all NATO countries first, and after it will come to Finnish parliament again. And it might even be that we have a parliamentary election before it will be ratified by Finland. We have elections in 1 year's time, but of course it can be sooner as well.
Where do you think your move and Sweden's move will leave your EU colleagues here in Ireland, being left as one of the few non-aligned countries in the EU now?
I think what comes to military alignment, it's very much a question for each nation to take by themselves. And this is also an answer to people discussing whether NATO should be enlarging or no. It's in fact not NATO that has been expanding, but it's been the free people in democratic countries who have chosen to join NATO. So I guess that applies to every European Union member state as well. And in the future, I think we have very good tools to develop our European defense structure even stronger than it is now.
Elina Valtonen, MP in Finland, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.